Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
It behooves me to inform you that that time is incorrect. The actual time, my friends, is 1930. Everybody loves 1930. Why? Because 1930 is the traditional starting time of the Goals Committee. Hello. I am not Hello Kitty. I am actually Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And basically all that means is that I like to drink tea. Good stuff. Good stuff. What am I drinking today? Well, let's pour a little bit more and take a look. Oh, yeah. That's obviously ginger ale. And it's extra good and extra yummy. It's delicious. Oh. Mm. Yeah, this is what I need. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. It's getting down deep. Oh. Woo. All right, I needed that. Why did I need that so badly? Well, I had a very strange night. I had one of those nights where I was up. The sun was coming up before I fell asleep. And I didn't like it. And then I slept for, you know, like all of 4 hours or whatever. And I didn't even sleep that well. So I'm a little bit wonky and weird today. That's okay. Everybody loves wonky and weird. I know I do. But I'm also just kind of sluggish. Because I'm tired, I'm just like, And I don't know what was going on last night. It's not like I did anything. Well, maybe that's the whole problem. Maybe I just did not get enough exercise and everything throughout the day yesterday to wear myself out, to get myself tired enough to go to bed at a reasonable time, like 3 a.m., which has been my normal go-to-bed time for the past couple months. Man, I just... And everything started... Everything... So... Right. So 2:45 rolls around. 2:45 a.m. rolls around. I was watching some videos. I was just mellowing out, getting ready to go to sleep, making myself mentally prepared to sleep, you know, powering my head down and just thinking, yeah, 15 minutes. I can start getting ready to go to sleep. I was going to try to go to sleep a little bit earlier, but, you know, that's never going to happen. And so... There I was, 2:45, thinking, yeah, this is great. Gonna sit here, chill, get my brain to sleep in about 15 minutes. And then what happened? Well, it's the worst possible thing that could have happened. That's right. Pippa, who I hadn't seen all day, who had been sleeping upstairs all day, not bothering me ever, and like not doing any kitty business the entire day. Yeah, at 1 a.m. I'm thinking, wow, where's my cat? I haven't seen my cat all day. Right, 2:45 a.m., right before going to sleep, I feel the kitty headbutt in my back. The cat managed to sneak in quietly, up, got up against me, wham, gave me the headbutt. You know what the headbutt means? That's right, time for kitty business. So I have to get the kitty business pit ready. And so now it's 3:30 before... It's 3:30 before the cat is satisfied and we're done doing kitty business. So then what happens? I'm starting to get ready. I am literally under the covers, getting my pillow ready, getting ready to lay down. And what happens? That's when the cat decides it's kitty poop time. So the cat goes in the sandbox, and this makes plenty of noise. I'm not going to sleep, plus the smell. So I gotta wait for the cat to get done doing kitty poop business, and so then I clean up the kitty poop. Okay. And that in itself didn't take very long. But, you know, it's enough to get me reawakened. I'm now awake. I'm not back, not in the sleep mode. So, you know, I'm kind of sitting around, laying around, and then I have to go to the bathroom myself. And so I get up, I go to the bathroom, I come back, and I lay back down, and I'm laying under the blankets trying to think about going to sleep when I realize, wait, the toilet's still filling up. You know, like, this was, like, 5 minutes ago. The tank should have refilled by now. What the hell's going on? So I have to get back up, get out of the blankie, go into the bathroom, take the tank off, take the top off the tank of the toilet, look in there, and, yeah, the flapper thingy is now completely broken off. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell? So I gotta spend, like, 5 minutes, not fixing it necessarily, but getting it to a point where the tank will fill so the water won't just run all night. Yeah, and so by the time I dealt with all of that, it was about 4:15 a.m., maybe around 4:20, and so I get back down on the floor, get the blankets over me, and I lay there, not being able to sleep for an hour and a half. Oh my God. The only good thing out of it is I did think of a good idea. An extension of something that I was thinking about last night, which would be some kind of... This is a money-making venture I have in mind. But I have to partner up with a very specific person who is unfortunately more than 500 miles away from me at this point. And I'm thinking, yeah, how am I going to pull this off? It's a brilliant idea. I'm waiting for this person to come to me and say, give me a brilliant idea. And I go, okay, here you go. Here you go. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm thinking of stuff. And that's not all. And last night, this is before I went to sleep. When did this happen? This was sometime between the cat and the toilet breaking. I had an idea, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, didn't I have, you know, I need some piezos. I need some piezo discs. I don't have any. And I thought, wait, isn't there one in that red case in one of my cord cases? So I go out in the garage and open one of my cord cases that has all my, you know, cables in it. But I have this one case that's got all the junk cables in it. And I'm digging through and I found the piezo element. And I got super happy until I realized that, no, the piezo element itself is broken and isn't going to work. And I'm like, but I did find something else. I forgot I had this old enclosure and it still got a jack on it. I thought, oh, I'm out of jacks. I can take the jack off. I can... And then I ran into another funny old piece of equipment of mine, the first pedal that I ever made. And so I thought, yeah, we can talk about that sometime. I don't know if I want to talk about that today on Dubious Goals Committee or not, but I suppose we could. I wasn't prepared. And actually, I haven't debugged it. It's been out in my garage for so long, although it has been in a case, but still... I'm wondering, I wonder if there's spiders in it or bugs in it or something. So I put it in a sealed plastic box and I put it downstairs. I should like fumigate it or something. But I'm afraid to open this thing, not because of bugs, because I'm pretty sure that there's a 9-volt battery in there. And I have not used this pedal in many, many decades. Many, many decades. So I'm pretty sure there's an old 9-volt battery that has probably rotted away inside that thing. And the other thing is, I got to thinking about it, and I was thinking, yeah, you know, there's no circuit board in there. That's just a free-form circuit that's just... Oh my God, I don't want to talk about it. Maybe we can talk about it some other time. I need more tea. The hilarious irony of today is that it's a really nice day. Once again, it's like 70 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe a little bit warmer. Maybe it'll get a little bit warmer than that even. It's at least 20 degrees Celsius. And it's really sunny. There doesn't look to be a cloud in the sky. Oh, God, this is good tea. But it is super windy. Oh, good tea. It is so windy that all the trees in my yard are moving. So we can't go anywhere. Although maybe later I'll just go outside and walk around for no reason. Maybe we can do that. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Boy, I gotta have more of this tea. This is really good today. Why does this taste so good? Oh, well, I know why. I can tell you. And if you heard yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you can probably tell me why my teas taste so good as well. Because one, I cleared my palate yesterday by drinking a different tea. Not only did I clear my palate, I also bleached my teapot. So I took out all the mixed tannins that had been in there for the last week, or however much longer it's been since I've last bleached my teapot. It might have been like 2 weeks. Oh, that's so good. So I get all the... I'm getting all the subtle... The subtle notes. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. This stuff is so good. But anyway, I think we should leave this room because I hear a yang baby yanging and I don't know what's up. So let's open up the door. Hi! Well, hello, yang baby. Here's a kitty named Pippa. Where are we going? Okay, I'm following my cat up the stairs into the living room. Here we are. My cat's walking the long way around. Going through the dining room, Pippa's walking past my cigar box guitars. Oh, hi. Well, what is it? Oh, meow, what are you doing over here? Yeah, I can't help but notice that you are near the door that leads out to the deck. What's going on out here, kitties? What, are you just interested in what's going on because you can hear the wind and everything's moving around? Yes, is that what you think? Well, I can't let you outside. Can I open the door? Yeah, it's actually warmer outside than it is inside. So, I'm just going to open the door. And we'll get some nice fresh air. And I'll move this bucket in front of the door so my cat can sit on the bucket and look outside. Yeah, well, no, we're not going outside, but you can sit on the bucket and look out there. You can look for birdies. And you can look for buns. I saw a bun yesterday. Yes, you're a good kitty. Sorry, we're not opening the door. My cat is standing right here thinking now, and she's looking up at the door handle. Open the door, open the door. We can't open the door. I think what my cat's excited about are the leaves. There are some leaves on the deck, and they're being blown around by the wind, and so it's very exciting. Neil, are you trying to get the leaves? Are you a kitty who likes leaves? Yeah, my cat's just sitting here on the floor, kind of looking up, looking at the branches being blown around. Yeah, you can sit on the bucket. We're not going outside. Okay, see you later. No, you can get on the bucket. We're not, you can't go outside. Nobody can go outside. It's too windy today. Too windy for kitties. It's too windy for Tobes, too. Yeah, we're going to have to do Dubious Indoors Committee. Now my cat is mad, so she's sharpening her claws on the screen. Yeah,
And that's why we have little holes in the screen. And this is how the bugs are getting into the house, because some kitties are shredding the screen. Yeah, we don't know who that kitty is, do we?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. There's lots of mysterious things that happen around here.
Nobody knows how they happen.
Some kind of ghost cats come in here. Yeah, there's some kind of cats that come in here and they do all bad kitty things, because you would never do bad kitty things, would you? Yeah, no comment, huh?
Yes, you're smart, baby.
Yeah, you like to maintain plausible deniability, don't you? Because you're a crime kitty. Well, a crime kitty's not going to answer any more questions without the presence of her lawyer.
Is that right?
Yep, and being as I am not a kitty lawyer, but I play one on TV, I'm going to leave my cat to her outdoor observations, and we are going to come down here into the fun room. Man, it's cold in here. I'm going to open the door down here as well, I think, just to get it warmer. It's seriously like 5 degrees, 5 Fahrenheit degrees warmer outdoors than it is in my house. So let's get some fresh air in here. Now I got to prop open these doors with bags of cat food and sand, because the wind will blow the doors closed and it'll go slam! And it will scare the crap out of me. Oh, and it'll also clip. We don't want to clip. Oh, hey! It's Perlman doing Accolade. Yeah, concerto number one. Yeah, it's Zach Perlman. Real signature style there. Where does this come from? I don't know. This, things like this just pop in. It's Dubious Goals Committee. You can't expect to understand everything that's happening. I can't even expect that, and I'm running the damn show. Anyway, last night, getting back to what I was sort of talking about. Was I talking about this? I don't even know. What was I talking about? Miniature golf? That was the other thing I was thinking about last night. Miniature golf. Kind of have that urge to play miniature golf. Why do I have that urge? I don't know. Maybe it's because I have all these colored golf balls sitting right here within my reach. I'm touching one of my green golf balls right now, and I love that thing. So, what am I doing today? I want to build something. And that's what I need these parts for. It's what I need these piezos for. This is what I'm... The funny thing is, I have all the parts. What am I building? I want to build a musical instrument. And I want to build a few. I want to build 3 of these things. They're extraordinarily simple. I have all the parts except for the things to electrify them. So... Oh, it's just an airplane flying over. I was like, what the hell's that sound? So I need these piezos. I need like 6 piezos. I need a bag of miscellaneous assorted size piezos. And then I could do all this fun stuff. So I need to make me one of these things, and I don't think that's going to happen today. And the funny thing is I've kind of been saving up parts. It's sort of an acoustic instrument or a mechanical instrument. And so I've been saving up the parts for a while. Now I've finally got like all the parts and I don't have the stupid piezo. Is there something that I have in my house that I can take apart that has a piezo in it? Oh, what did I do with those old smoke alarms? And do those have piezos in them? What did I do with that old thing? So our little tubster still doesn't have a clue as to what he's doing. But I gotta build one of these things. Actually, I gotta build 2 because I want to give one to my friend's kid who would probably love it. And I'm thinking about giving one to my cousin's kid because my cousin's kid... My cousin's kid needs a purpose. And that purpose needs to be to, you know, basically start a multimedia project with me that is going to make us a lot of stupid money. Stupid amounts of money. Yeah, no kidding. Basically, this idea revolves around becoming, not me, I'm just going to, you know, Svengali everything behind the scenes. But this basically requires somebody becoming a YouTube star, a YouTube personality that is also in the artistic music community, but is also a little bit tongue-in-cheek because this is also a child who probably could not pull some of these things off. And blah, blah, blah. It's absolutely freaking brilliant. I'm impressed with myself for coming up with such another great idea. And this could potentially make millions. We're talking about once it kicks $1 million a year, no problem. How long can it be sustained? I don't know. Probably at least 3 years. But it's going to take a year or maybe more to from the start point up until... Regardless, it's totally worth it. I really need to get this together. Would this require me moving to Colorado? It might. That wouldn't be the worst thing. But then the question is, what are you going to do with all that money? By the way, Pippa has come down here now. She's now looking out the back door, and she's yanging. She says, meow, meow. Yeah, get those birds. There's no birds because it's windy. Get those leaves. Oh, those damn leaves. Get them. Right, so the question becomes, what are you going to do with the money? Well, if you're making $1 million a year, you can afford luxuries like your own golf ball washer.
Keeping the ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Go off.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Does it have a logo?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Oh. Wow.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Oh, that is appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush
Look at that
provides
high-performance
superior cleaning.
Internal spiral
the carabiner
brush.
Hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Beaners prevent theft.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
There's no unsightly residue.
Order your Grand Ball washer today. Your golfers will appreciate it.
I really need to order a Grand Ball Washer today. In fact, I think I will get 7 or 8 of them because I am now a millionaire. And one of the other things I'm going to do once I have a bajillion dollars is I'm going to build a miniature golf course. A good one. That's what we're lacking around here. There's no good miniature golf courses. The funny thing is there's a couple of miniature golf courses within just a couple of minutes of my house. I am less than a mile away from an old chain one that has since gone independent. The last of them. And I'm trying to think. No, at one point, there that one in out could be, what's that called? I think it's called Boulder Creek. The one out in Millard might still be there. I'm not sure. And when it was new, it was really nice. But I haven't been out there in decades and blah, blah, blah. So, that's something I've always thought about, ever since I was a kid. I can design and build my own damn miniature golf course. And it would only be for me. I'm the only person who gets to play. No, that would not be true. I would let lots of people play on the dubious miniature golf committee course. Whoa, Pippa just freaked out and ran away. Okay, she didn't. I thought she was running back upstairs. Is there something outside? Is it scary? Go get it. Maybe my cat will attack something. That isn't me. Don't attack me. Wow, what is my cat freaking out about?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Well, Chinese secret or not, I don't... That's just my cat, just doing weird kitty business as usual. Probably shredding up the screens on my screen doors, because that's what cats do. But enough of all that wacky business. We've got some new Luna Lee that we need to listen to. Luna Lee doing some surf music. That's right, we got Wipeout today, Venture style. Oh boy. Yeah, baby. That's our Luna Lee. That girlfriend wipeout? I love you, Luna. Enough of this. And a cold ending too. Awesome. I thought for sure she was fading that one out. Oh my God. How great was that? Yeah, I know. Like 9,000, right? Oh, I need Luna Lee to be my girlfriend, to be in my band, so I don't have to get greasy fingerprints all over Kirk Cameron.
Look, look at that greasy mess you made. And my mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here's something fast. Slap right in your face, Kirk Cameron.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Oh, 1981, Mom wants to know if it's shiny.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been surfing with Luna Lee, 1981, Mom. I don't understand what's happening right now. I also don't understand what day it is. Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I gotta fix my toilet. I gotta clean my kitchen. I'm still working on the damn... clogged up kitchen sink. This is starting to get to be a pain in my fundament. And all I want to do is I want to build some stuff and I don't have the damn parts. So I am angry. Now I'm deciding to be angry. And just as well. Why? Because the show's over. You've been listening to the Dubious Tobe is Angry Because He Doesn't Have Any Parts Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. You heard me every damn day, so tune in tomorrow and drink some tea. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.